and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 20th of February, 2008. It's the birthday of photographer Ansel Adams, born in San Francisco, 1902, best known for his black-and-white Western landscapes, many of them shot in national parks. His nose was broken in the San Francisco earthquake of 1906, never was set properly, jutted to the left. Loved to hike around Golden Gate Park and along Lobos Creek out to Baker Beach as a boy. Didn't care so much for school, wanted to become a pianist. But when he was 14, his parents gave him a Kodak Brownie camera. And that same summer, he saw Yosemite for the first time, went back every year from then until he died at 81. Joined the Sierra Club when he was 17, became their photographer, published his first pictures in the 1922 Sierra Club Bulletin. Supported himself with commercial photography, but it's his images of the Sierras and Yosemite that Ansel Adams is remembered for. He once said, "A good photograph is knowing where to stand." It's the birthday of Robert Altman, born Kansas City, Missouri, 1925, the son of an insurance broker who loved to gamble. Boy was educated by the Jesuits and at the age of 18 joined the Army Air Corps, and during the course of World War II flew over 50 missions on a B-24 in Borneo in the Dutch East Indies. Studied engineering. After the war, moved to California, tried acting and screenwriting, songwriting. Went back to Kansas City, got into industrial film production. Made 60 of them for various clients, including a feature on how a self-service gas station works and a film on highway safety. He made a low-budget feature of his own called The Delinquents, which did not do well at the box office, but it brought him to the attention of Alfred Hitchcock, who offered him a job directing episodes of the Alfred Hitchcock Presents TV series. And then Altman's breakthrough came when he was 45, the success of MASH in 1970, a dark comedy about a medical unit in the Korean War. It was a big hit. Altman's career took off with McCabe and Mrs. Miller, The Long Goodbye, and Nashville, and many other movies. Robert Altman, who said, "Filmmaking is a chance to live many lifetimes." It's the birthday of Kurt Cobain, lead singer of the grunge band Nirvana, born near Aberdeen, Washington, 1967, a band that formed in 1986, came out with its second album in 1991, Nevermind, which got rave reviews, propelled the band to stardom. It became the first punk band to be popular with a mainstream audience, with the single Smells Like Teen Spirit. But the success was hard on Kurt Cobain. He was uncomfortable with fame and began using heroin heavily, committed suicide in 1994 at the age of 27. Here's a poem for today by David Bottoms, writing on napkins at the Sunshine Club, Macon, Georgia, 1970. The rockola plays country and western, three for a quarter, and nothing recorded since 1950. A man with a heart tattoo had a $5 thing for Hank and Roy, over and over the same tunes, till someone at the bar asked to hear a woman's voice. All night long, I've been sitting in this booth, watching beehives in tight skirts, gold earrings glowing and fading in the turning light of a Pabst Blue Ribbon sign, beer guts going purple and yellow and orange around the Big Red Man pinball machine. All night, a platinum blonde has brought beer to the table, asked if I'm writing love letters on the folded napkins, and I've been unable to answer her or find any true words to set down on the wrinkled paper. What needs to be written is caught already in Hank's lonesome wail, the tattooed arm of the man who's all quarters, the hollow ring and click of the tilted red man, even the low belch of the brunette behind the flippers. Poem by David Bottoms, writing on napkins at the Sunshine Club, Macon, Georgia, 1970. From his collection Armored Hearts, published by Copper Canyon Press. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and Andrea McAbee. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.